This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It gives us a little bit more, but when you're starting with as few dollars as we have, it's a savior, but we still would like to have more money. And then we're a victim of our own success in some ways because, you know, you guys remember when I did become GM, one of my main priorities was to retain as much of our own homegrown talent as possible. And we have a lot of homegrown talent, which is a good problem to have, but it also means that we don't have as much money to go out and go after players that aren't homegrown talent. So any additional money we can get is very helpful. It still doesn't mean that we're going to break the bank in free agency. We're still going to be going after those veteran minimum guys, which, you know, Joyce Coquinas and Mark Acevedo do a great job finding those type of players. We're still going to be trying to find the guys that we can get that we think are good value that maybe come to us and play better than what we expected. And we have a lot of those guys, right? And you know those guys that come in and you're like, man, this guy's really good. I can't believe the Ravens got this guy for $1.5 million. Those guys are critical for us to sustain the success that we've had, because the reality is we just can't go out and spend $200 million in any offseason on players like some teams do. We're just not going to be able to do that.
That was Eric DaCosta earlier this week at the NFL Scouting Combine. And if he didn't make it clear enough at the end of season press conference that the Ravens weren't going to be making big money moves this offseason, he spelled it out for you there. And we put out a poll on IA 105.7 The Fan in regards to what you brought up yesterday, Jason, in terms of not cap, but actual dollars spent by the Ravens since 2017. Ravens hide behind a soft salary cap, but the Eagles' 24 payroll was $65 million higher than the Ravens, who ranked 27th. Bisciotti gets sweetheart stadium deals from the state, but since 17, had a top 10 payroll once, ranked 21st or lower four times. Is that sufficient, Ravens flock? Is that really all in? Over 500 votes already. Try harder, Steve, 65.3%. This is just right, 34.7%.
Try harder, Steve, approaching Bone's magic number.
Look, I just think that we owe it to you guys as listeners, as PSL rights holders, as people who have had their seats moved so that they could bring more high rent people in and expand how many premium seats with premium prices they could bring in and displace the common man, and all this happening while they're getting hundreds and hundreds of million dollars in handouts from the government to upgrade their stadium, which is only used about, what, in a good year, 10, 11, 12 times. And to some of those games are fake football that they charge you real football prices for at a time when a lot of people's paycheck isn't going as far. And they want to come out of the gates letting you know, don't ask too much of us. Keep getting excited about the $1 to $2 million value free agents we find. Like, we're going to keep your expectations low, and you keep holding us to a low payroll standard, and we'll keep moving the goalpost and moving the ball and talking about a totally fungible salary cap that there is no limit to how high you go over it. It is a fake cap. It is limited only by the owner's cash budgets and how many contracts he's willing to restructure and how much he's willing to spend. And so the problem here isn't that they don't have enough cap space to go out and franchise whoever they want to franchise or keep whoever they want to keep or pluck in free agency whoever they think could put their team over the top. No, no, no. It's that they refuse to spend even to the league average most years in the last decade. And they've been able to slide on this because everybody's been obsessed about the Orioles ownership situation and what they do and don't do and what was going to happen there. But this guy's only been in the top half of league spending, top half, two times since 2017. Like, and nobody talks about it. And everybody gets caught up in their baloney of, oh, let me keep doing the math here and carry the one. Oh, here's how much cap space they have. You give Lamar Jackson a new contract, you immediately create $20 million in cap space or more. The future years, you create $50 million. He's never going to see that $74 million cap figure. But do you want to hide behind it this year and say, well, we can carry him at 45? If we carry him at 45, it makes us look like we're spending all this money. No, no, the real money he got 2 years ago. That's the only year that they've been in the top 10 in spending since 2017 is the year that Lamar got his upfront money. That's over. That money's been paid. So I have a duty to tell you what the real math says. And the real math says this guy ain't even one of the 10 most committed owners in the league. Most years he's not one of the top 20 most committed owners in terms of spending actual cash on his product. So when they keep coming up a player or two short, you keep remembering that at the start of the offseason, Eric DaCosta wants you to pat him on the back for how many value free agents he signs at a time when Howie Roseman spent $65 million more than him last year, went out and got a $20 million pass rusher in Huff, right? Who wasn't any good, but he tried 2 years after setting a record for sacks because the defense slipped 1 year. And what did the Kansas City Chiefs do yesterday, Bone?
They franchise tagged their guard.
And what did they do? The other guard, Joe Tooney, how did they get him?
They paid him.
And they made him the highest paid interior offensive lineman in the history of the NFL.
Following the
just a few years ago. They paid him like a tackle, right? When Trent Williams got even more money to stay in San Francisco than to go to Kansas City. They paid Tooney like a tackle. And they're keeping both guys. Do the Ravens ever... Hey, what would the Ravens defense have looked like with Patrick Queen last year? Might have been the difference in getting over the top. But they didn't want to be stuck with him for one more year at a big ticket and item. They didn't want to tag him. And they let him walk. And then they had an inside linebacker problem. And guess what? They fired their linebackers coach at the end of the year. Roquan Smith, did he play like a $20 million guy? Or did he play like an $8 million guy? They don't talk about that. But they want you to give him a victory lap for finding $1 million free agents. Just think about that. Okay, because that's the narratives they're selling you. But we can all be smarter than that.
Something that they've at least changed in terms of philosophy over the past couple of years is using voidable years. And remember, that was a
Begged them for years.
It was a taboo word for Eric DaCosta. I remember him kind of really besmirching it in press conferences. If you look at this year, Philadelphia by far and away number one in most cap dollars currently in voidable years, $390.4 million. That is hard to comprehend. Ravens are 11th in the NFL at $50.8 million in voidable years. And that's something that they're going to have to lean into this year. If they're going to even make a Derrick Henry type of move, they're going to have to do that. And they're also going to have to be proactive. And we're going to get into a six-pack in the 3 o'clock hour of things that the Ravens need to change, need to do. And one of them, full disclosure for me, is getting ahead of that Lamar Jackson deal, because that is going to free you up a lot of cap dollars, but you're going to have to spend the cash up front.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are definitely things that we want to continue to try to urge them or drag them or shame them into doing. And voidable years was one that we talked about forever on this show, and they refused to do it. And by refusing to do it, it makes it easier to hide behind the salary cap, because that's one more tactic you could do to make that very malleable, stretchable. That cap is like Stretch Armstrong, then the old like Mr. Plastic Man dolls. You could stretch those arms infinitely if you really want to go for it over a year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Two, period. Again, they don't even spend in the top half of the league 2 years in a row, let alone the top 10, let alone the top five. But could they? Of course they could. Steve Bisciotti's not hurting for money. Steve Bisciotti's franchise value has risen exponentially, and it continues to rise in present-day dollars while they keep building add-ons to the stadium for him and the richest 5% of the population, again, while they move your seats.
No Ken Wyman today, but we still have a fun Friday show on Inside Access. Listen to us into your
could be
weekend.
More fun without GG. I think it's fair to.
That's,
it's fair
that's
to
your
ask.
Words. That's your words.
I mean, that
not
might
mine.
Be a poll. Maybe I'll put that poll up. Do you think today's show will be more fun without GG?
Well, it's really going to get fun at 3 o'clock because Jimmy Patsos is coming in studio. We're going to recap that tough loss to Michigan State and also look ahead to Penn State tomorrow. That's been a serious house of horrors for the Terps in recent years. Ariel Epstein is joining us at 4. Mike Bordick, Baltimore Baseball Tonight's going to be back before you know it, but he teamed up with Jerry Coleman on a podcast that he's going to tell us about.
That's a power duo right there.
And Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us at 5.
Yeah, we will continue to keep you guys abreast of anything that happens in Sarasota. Obviously, no Gunnar Henderson in the lineup today. Probably no Gunnar Henderson in the lineup through the weekend, I would think. No reason to take any chances there whatsoever. But obviously, some of the youngsters, Sam Basayo, Heston Kerstad, have already had big moments this early in the Grapefruit League season. So we'll keep one eye on that. We'll continue to discuss the Ravens' offseason and where we think it should go versus where it probably will go. We do have a big Terps game to preview tomorrow in Happy Valley where good fortune goes to die for Testudo and company. So hopefully they can reverse that trend. We'll talk a little local college hoops with Jimmy Patsos as well. I was at the Towson. William & Mary Towson game last night. Almost 5,000 people there. Absolutely bonkers atmosphere. When that building, the way it's constructed, dug down into the dirt and the way it holds sound, like you get people on that upper deck, it can really be intimidating. I wish the CAA was one of those leagues where the first seed gets to host the tournament. You know, I know it's in DC, it's not that far away, obviously, but it's not a
a home court environment. I hope there's a lot of Towson kids who jump on the bus and go down there. And I'm sure the university will have buses set up for them. That tournament starts next week, the CAA tournament. But slow start first half for Towson. And they absolutely ran William & Mary out of the gym in the second half. Two conference losses. They have a chance to go 16-2 in conference if they beat Hampton on Sunday. And be awesome to see them in the tournament. They deserve it. They've had an amazing regular season in a conference that is no joke.
Coming up next, we're going to get into some young Ravens from the past couple of drafts that need to step up because they're not going to have these big-time free agent signings this offseason. Looking at Trenton Simpson, Tavius Robinson, TJ Tampa, Tez Walker. Which of those are we most confident in stepping up in 2025? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.